House Bill 1176, an act to revise the time permitted to qualify for a municipality elected office. Representative Hunhoff.
Good morning. Thank you for your indulgence. I apologize I was late. Representative Jean Hunhoff from District 18. What I'm bringing before you is House Bill 1176 and asking for your approval of this. This is an act that would clarify the time allowed to qualify for a municipal elected office. One of the criteria that an elected official must meet before qualifying for office is taking the oath. Currently, statute states that an elected official must meet all criteria for qualification in 10 days after being notified of his or her election. Since the majority of South Dakota municipal governing boards meet only once per month, the only way to comply with this statute is to call for a special meeting for the swearing in of the new officers. So therefore, we're asking for two amendments. In Section 1, the bill asks to allow an elected official to qualify for office within 10 days after the first meeting following the election. This way, this allows a municipality to swear in new officers at the first meeting after the election or within 10 days following. Section 2 helps to clarify when an elected official begins discharging duties for the office. The bill introduces language stating that the discharge of duties begin on the first meeting of the month following the election. This clarifies the statute for those municipalities holding their monthly meeting on days other than the Monday and those holding elections in June. There is someone here from the Municipal League that would speak to the bill also.
Excuse me if I might. There's a typographical error, I think, at the bottom of page 1.
Yes.
And it's
line
has
15.
Two, right. It has two firsts.
Yes.
That's amended so that it's corrected?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other proponents on House Bill 1176. Proponents.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Chad Heinrich with the South Dakota Municipal League. This bill has two main objectives. Representative Hunhoff very well explained the bill. Basically, there'd be more public awareness because it will be the qualification or the swearing in of officers will take place at a regular meeting of the City Council, and also because they do not have to call a special meeting, they will not incur the costs of in some municipalities they pay per meeting and a special rate for special meetings to their board members. That pretty much covers it. It's a pretty simple bill.
Thank you. Are there questions of the sponsor or of the proponent? Are there other proponents to House Bill 1176? Proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Are there any opponents to 1176? If not, I will close testimony and ask for disposition of House Bill 1176. Senator Dietrich.
Thank you. Madam Chair, it's a very, very simple bill. I don't think I have any problem understanding it, and I don't think anybody else does, so I move that we send this to the floor with a due pass.
The motion is to due pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Olson. Is there further discussion? See, go ahead.
Karen, I just want to assure Senator Vitter, if this does not go in consent, I will help you to the utmost on the floor as you debate this bill.
All those in favor of the due pass bill signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reed?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Ham?
Aye.
I guess I have to move consent.
Is there a second to consent? Second. It's been moved and seconded to put the 1176 on the consent calendar. Mm-hmm. Does anyone not consent to that?
That's different.
1176 will go on the consent calendar.